Good evening, and welcome to Midnight Audio Theater, a weekly show featuring new and original audio dramas, be they adventure, mystery, sci-fi, or comedy. I'm your host, Kathy Ranella. Welcome back. Last week, we had a break from our regular stories to hear some new works released this year. But now, we return to our regular tales of Twin Stars and the Byron Chronicles. And at the end of the show, we'll have an announcement regarding our scripting competition. But first, let's listen to some Byron.
You're listening to Audio Theater in a Darker Shade. This is DarkerProjects.com. Now our feature presentation.
Passengers from Portland, Oregon should now be boarding their coach at gate 4. Repeat. Passengers from Portland, Oregon, gate 4.
Gareth!
God damn it.
Gareth!
You can't do this, Gareth. You can't.
Oh, watch me. I'm done with this, Amy. I'm done with them.
They won't let you leave, Gareth. You know the law.
You could come with me, Amy. You know, we can just both get on that bus and leave. Now. Tonight. Before they even know we're gone.
But they do know you've gone, Gareth. They do know.
Amy. Why?
It is the law, Gareth.
You would speak to me of the law? Very well. I invoke the right of prey. I'll never forget you, Amy.
I will never forget you either, Gareth. My love.
Where is he?
He has invoked the law of prey. He's running to Portland.
You let him live?
Only until I kill him.
Mike, short black, espresso, extra shot. No, make that 2 extra shots.
Strong black coffee, demi-tasse cup. Yet another big night last night.
You have no idea.
You're white as a sheet. And with the dark glasses, you should think about slowing down, maybe.
Thanks.
That'll be $4.50. You know, if you still worked here, Chris, you would still be getting your staff discount.
Thanks for reminding me that I got fired.
I mean... Oh, sorry. It's not like you aren't spending most of your time here anyway. It's just weird, you being on the other side of the counter.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate the thought. But I kind of gave up drinking coffee.
Gave up drinking? But then why?
Look, it's really complicated.
Well, I'm on break in a few minutes. How about you tell me all about it and we can grab a burger? I'd be happy to listen.
Thanks, Mike. That's very sweet of you, but I don't think that would help.
Oh. Well, okay, I guess.
Thanks anyway.
I'm just saying, you know, it's not Halloween for another couple of days.
Coffee. My drug of choice. How I miss you.
Excuse me. Is this seat taken?
Nope. Help yourself.
Thanks. That looks like a cure for what ails you.
It was once, but I've kind of gone off coffee in the last few months. I have to admit, I kind of miss it.
Never drink the stuff myself. I like the smell, though.
Yeah? Me too. I come in occasionally and buy a shot for old time's sake. I don't remember the last time I saw a man drinking warm milk.
This? Helps me sleep at night. I'm Gareth.
Chris. Chris Sparrow.
Sparrow. Are you perhaps related to one of the more than 50 species of sparrow now living in North America?
I don't think so. Are you a vet or something?
No, not a vet. More a nature lover.
I'm more of a city girl myself. I don't think I could survive in a place without a decent nightlife.
I've just arrived in Portland. Still trying to find my feet. The traffic. Crowds. It's all a bit strange.
You don't know the half of it.
Really? How so?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking out loud. You have exceptional hearing, Gareth.
Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Hello, Chris.
Sapphire, how you been? I haven't seen you in weeks.
I'm doing well. And who's your friend, Chris?
Oh, Saf, this is Gareth. Gareth, this is Sapphire.
Pleased to meet you, Sister of Stone.
Oh. You honor me, sir.
Wait a minute. You know what Sapphire is?
Kind of hard not to notice with that skin texture. She's one of the ancient races of Earth. The Stone Race.
Chris, he's cute. And smart, too.
You forgot weird. Just who the hell are you, Gareth?
I'm...
No, forget it. Got too much going on as it is. You have a nice day. Later, Saf. Damn, sunlight. Where are those sunglasses?
Chris, wait!
What is it, Mike? This is not a good time.
Chris, you look like crap.
Gee, thanks. That's so touching.
That's not what I mean. I'm just... Is everything all right? You don't look well.
Trust me, Mike. Right now, you don't want to get involved in my life. Try Sapphire instead.
You mean Miss Schwarzenegger? Yeah, I was waiting for you to introduce me. Who was that guy you were talking to?
I don't know him. Said his name's Gareth. He just sat down and started acting weird, which seems to be kind of common in my life these days.
You sure you don't want to get a bite to eat sometime? You look like you could use a good meal.
Mike, I can't. I'm on a strict diet at the moment. It's complicated.
Okay, fine. I can take a hint.
Please, Mike, don't be that way. You're a good friend.
I'm a good friend. The kiss of death itself. What the hell?
Gareth, you cannot run forever. Rack. I should have known you would be on the hunt. I'll kill you here. Mercy is for the weak. I plan to show you none. Always words with you, Rack. Words. Others fight.
I'm making a citizen's arrest.
Mike, back off them!
Thanks, friend. Now, I suggest you run while you still can.
Gareth, what are you doing?
Defending myself. You have my gratitude for interceding.
No one is going anywhere. I'm calling the police.
There are two more. I hope they'll be all right. They went very limp when I knocked their heads together.
Oh, thanks. I'm Mike, by the way.
I know. I come in here a lot.
Hot chocolate, right?
Yes. You make the best hot chocolate. Oh, I'm Sapphire.
Oh. So, what are you doing later?
Gareth, hey, come back here!
We have to go! Come on, run!
What are you doing? Let me go! I can take care of myself.
There are more of them. The further away we get, the safer your friends will be.
Safe? Safe from what?
Hunters.
I get really tired of being the only person who doesn't know what's going on. Okay, hold up a second. If I'm being dragged into some kind of scavenger hunt where I'm part of the prize, you need to explain to me. Right now.
Werewolves.
Okay, great.
You aren't surprised?
Trust me, Gareth. At this point in my life, I'm surprised by very little.
Well, that makes this easier. My clan is based in the Arcadia Wilderness of Maine. I broke a law, and then I left. They gave me a head start, and now they're hunting me down.
They tracked you from Maine to Oregon? That can't have been easy.
They saw me get on the Portland bus.
Oh, good grief. So now what? They tag you and say, you're it.
No. They find me and kill me. And probably you as well. They don't tend to be choosy on a hunt.
Oh, that's just charming. Maybe I should kill you myself.
I'll get you out of this. We can split up. I suggest you lose yourself in a crowd or abattoir, or somewhere that has a strong smell of people, blood, meat.
I have a better idea. I have a friend who can help. Follow me.
Find them!
The scent is strong. He has another with him.
The shadow of death is upon her. Her scent is dark. A blood drinker scent.
We shall kill them both. Rack. They went this way.
You two, with me, Rack! Get the van!
Bonsai is an odd art form, one where the sole purpose is to restrict natural growth and create a replicated scene where perfection can be perceived at a glance. It's also an excellent way to keep an 800-year-old oak tree in your living room.
You're here.
As always. I see you've brought a little friend today, Chris.
Yeah. Byron, this is Gareth. Gareth, this is Byron.
Hi.
Wolf Clan, yes? I take it you're housebroken.
What?
Housebroken. You know, you scratch at the door when you need to go walkies.
Okay. Chris, who the hell is this guy?
Byron, please be nice.
I let you in. That's me being nice.
We need your help.
Of course you do. No one comes to visit me unless their world is about to end.
That is so not true. I often come over to see you.
I know, and honestly, Chris, I think I prefer a crisis to our mere socializing.
You know, I think I'd rather take my chances out there against the hunters.
Hunters? In the city? My city? Oh, Chris, you do like to date the bad boys, don't you?
We are not dating.
We just met. I'm sorry to have dragged you into this, Chris. Really.
I think it's a little late to make a good impression, dog boy. So fill me in.
I am Gareth of the Red Moon Clan. Son of Kyan Stoneclaw. Son of...
Thank you. I know how your kind likes to recite your entire lineage in formal introductions, but I really don't care.
But...
Gareth, please, just tell us what's going on.
I left my clan in Maine. I invoked the right of prey. I had 100 heartbeats head start on the hunters... And then they come after me. I hopped a bus to Portland, and here I am.
About as informative as a Super Bowl commercial. A hunt against their own is not lightly undertaken. What led to your invoking the right of prey, Gareth?
There was a girl.
Oh, of course there was. There's always a girl.
Byron, hush!
Her name is Amy. At least that's her English name. We were of different fathers in the clan. She was promised to mate to another.
An arranged marriage?
Werewolves care a great deal about their eugenics, Chris. It's what keeps them strong and pure. If they let their offspring mate with just anyone, it could mean the end of their species.
It's the law. A mate is chosen, and that's all.
But you fell in love with this other girl, Amy?
Yes. And our love is an unforgivable crime. If she had become pregnant, she would have been killed.
But what about Amy? Isn't she in danger of being hunted down?
No. Amy is leading the hunt against me.
What? But to hear you talk, it's like she loved you too.
The law is stronger.
Yes. She turned away and accepted the law over me. She confessed to the Alpha, and now she can redeem herself by killing me.
That's just crazy.
It's the law.
Well, that's an interesting story, Goraeth. Now what do you expect me to do about it?
We're seeking sanctuary. Pris was seen with me. She's...
You let a hunting pack see you with Pris.
I made a mistake. I didn't know they were so close.
You complete... Beagle brain.
This is a bad thing, right?
And so saith the law. Those who stand and run with the prey themselves pray until the hunting moon passes.
You know the law of my kind?
I read a lot.
Wait, what's a hunting moon?
A hunting moon is one phase of the face of Artema, the goddess of the moon.
So, about a week?
How long ago was the hunt called?
3 nights.
So in another 4 or so, you will have proven your innocence in the face of the goddess.
Byron, there must be something you can do. We can't let them kill Gareth because he fell in love.
Sure we can. He broke the law of his people.
Byron, please help us.
Very well. You can stay here for now, but I know the law as well. If the hunters find you here, I can offer you no sanctuary.
I just need some time to think.
Better late than never, I suppose.
Byron...
It rains more often in Portland than you might think. I personally don't mind. The weather often suits my mood, and if I set my mind to it, I can change it. The weather, that is. My mood is often an insurmountable obstacle, even for me. Halloween. The seasons continue to change, and I feel the stirring of my own blood. If I paid more attention to my kin's desires, I would return to my own realm and oversee this season. But it seems there is always something to keep me here, year after year. The fate of a lovesick and wanted felon from the Werewolf Clan Holdings of Maine was no concern of mine. However, he had foolishly allowed Chris to become involved. I'm currently not ready to consider too deeply why her fate concerns me at all. Miss Sparrow's run-in with the Rush-created vampire and the subsequent destruction of the source of the drug has left her with an interesting physiology. While she portrays many of the normal elements of vampirism, she must feed on fresh blood regularly. She finds sunlight distressing and has gone quite pale in her countenance. She is still alive. She breathes, her heart beats, and she still has the capacity for feelings she cannot control. In time, this may change. Chris may find her life slipping away into the twilight existence of a true vampire. Or she may recover and return to a fully human state. Her future will be, without doubt, an interesting one. I hope she lives long enough to experience it.
What time is it?
A little after 7 in the evening.
My sleeping patterns are so messed up.
You do well to stay awake during the day at all in your condition.
Calling it a condition makes it sound like dandruff or acne. It's much worse than that. I'm not who I once was.
You could practice the attitude that you are, in fact, an improvement on your previous form.
Hardly. What are all the books for?
Research. I'm looking up the best way to contact that which the werewolves call Artema, the moon goddess.
Can't you just email her or something?
This is a deity I am seeking to contact on your behalf, Chris Sparrow. One does not simply email a goddess. There is a certain ritual and formality to be followed.
Seems very old-fashioned.
Of course it's old-fashioned. Gods and goddesses have existed in a variety of forms since sentient creatures first gave them purpose.
Does God exist?
Which one?
You know, him. God.
Not in the way you may think.
Gareth?
He needed to go outside.
What for? Your bathroom is fully functional.
I think it's more a claustrophobia his kind experiences if they can't see the moon regularly.
I should go and find him.
Take a frisbee for him to chase.
Gareth! Gareth! Don't tell me you went trick-or-treating. Gareth?
Come on, Chris. Have you ever danced in the rain?
It's cold and it's wet. What's to dance about?
Oh, it's great. You can feel every drop, every splash through the earth, drawing moisture into itself. Feel the trees and the grass draining deeply.
And mud splashing on your boots and water soaking into your clothes, the impending mold. Oh my god, you're naked.
Oh, clothing is a human thing. We werewolves prefer to wear our skins. You wolf or human, it matters not.
This is ridiculous. You are going to get arrested.
By who? It's nighttime. The gardens are empty. Rain. But us.
Open your eyes, Chris Sparrow. Feel the rain. Feel the earth. Let your senses go.
You have been listening to the Byron Chronicles, Episode 4, A Code of Conduct, written by Paul Mannering. Featured in the cast were Fiona Khan, Amanda Fitzwater, Laura Post, Mark Kalita, Jim Barber, Seth Adam Scheer, and David Ault as Byron. This episode was produced by Eric Busby, post-production work by Byron Lee. This has been a Darker Projects production.
We didn't know what it was, not at first anyways. Just that it was an alien construct drifting in the asteroid field between Mars and Jupiter. My name is Nicholas Lancer. I was chosen to lead a mission of exploration to learn the secrets hidden within the construct. But I had no idea what we would find, or what would happen to us. And now I would give anything at all, if we could just find the way home.
From Eric Busby, the creator of the Section 31 Files, comes an all-new original science fiction adventure. Far Horizons. Coming soon, only from DarkerProjects.com.
One man.
Detective Inspector Darian Tane.
One destiny.
An Imperial ship. From before the fall.
To free humanity from the forces of tyranny.
You have been found guilty of crimes against the hegemony, and your sentence is death.
Darian Tane will pick up a battle standard cast down 300 years before, finding friends in unlikely places.
Still here, Elias? Thought you'd left the second we docked.
Where would I go?
Together, they will embark on a journey to free their people from AMSIS oppression, uncovering along the way the sins that led to humanity's downfall and reforging alliances long thought forgotten.
For the memory of a better time.
Thanks.
300 years of slavery, persecution, and tyranny are at an end.
Yes! Open space. Time to jump.
Darker Projects invites you to join us for the adventure of a lifetime.
Whoa!
What?
Join us for the Falcon Banner.
Billions are dead. You're alone. You're afraid. There's nothing and no one left, and things are about to get much worse. The end is just the beginning.
So many bodies. Hundreds of them. What did this? Why am I alive and everyone else is dead?
I don't know anything. Maybe it's some kind of virus or...
The whole bloody world is falling apart.
Who says that bodies getting up and moving again was the end of it? Have you stopped to wonder whether we really are new? Have you considered the possibility that what got the rest of them might get us eventually? Because there's every possibility that we might not wake up tomorrow. We might not be as safe as we thought we were.
Projects presents Autumn. From the novel by David Moody, a terrifying vision of an apocalyptic world of the dead. This stark novel of ultimate horror comes to life in a feature-length audio production, March 2007. Only from DarkerProjects.com.
That was the Byron Chronicles, Episode 4, Code of Conduct, produced by Darker Projects. For more episodes, info, and other series, visit darkerprojects.com. You're listening to Midnight Audio Theater on WCBE 90.5 FM Columbus, on air and online at wcbe.org. Next up, another episode of Twin Stars.
Twin Stars, a science fiction audio adventure drama starring Greg Nugent as Imperial Officer Albert Tyson and Melissa D. Johnson as the space pirate Zhang Ping'an. Two figures on opposite sides in a battle for the destiny of mankind's first Empire of the Stars. Also starring...
Tegan Harris as Esther.
Taylor Kent as Chief Kyle.
Russ Gold as Admiral Veers.
With Quentin Boyd as Keith Olstead, Abner Reyes as Vong, and Kimlin P. Tran as the stewardess and angry woman. Tonight's episode, Pursuit.
Sir, we'll be landing in Port Vedran in 15 minutes. Would you or your companion like something to drink before we land?
No, thank you. Oh, could you tell me what the weather's like there?
Raining and a little chilly, sir. It's late autumn where the spaceport is.
Thanks. I'll need to get some coats then. Well, at least one of us isn't nervous. Sleep peacefully, Esther. We've got a long day ahead of us.
Log of Lieutenant Albert Tyson attached as a special envoy to Admiral Veers of the 6th Fleet. My squire Esther and I have traveled to Fedrin, a world located in the galactic north of the Seven Sisters province. We're en route to deliver coded files to Admiral Veers, who is here attending secret negotiations with two other admirals regarding the current political situation. I can only hope he succeeds, as I see signs around me every day of the coming storm.
People mountain, people sea.
Pardon?
A comment on our situation.
I noticed you do not carry much.
Should I? I never gained an attachment to things, Esther. Things weigh you down in life, and they work against you in the service. I have what I need, and I get what I want, when I want it.
Does that include me?
Well, you're different. You're squire. You're not a thing, exactly. More like a companion or friend.
By the laws of the Empire, I am a possession, and cannot function without an owner.
Yes, well, the Empire is filled with ill-conceived laws, isn't it? Do you see the driver come to get us? I can't see anyone through this damned crowd.
It seems like there is a blockage of some kind. Do you want me to check its source?
No, that's okay. Let me just ask someone. Madam? Excuse me, madam, but what's going on here? Why is there such a bottleneck?
You don't know. The transport worker union is on strike again. Bunch of lazy asses! I hope they sick the cops on him!
I see. Thank you, madam. Well, Esther, it looks like we're gonna be here for a while. If they're like the transport workers on other worlds, they'll have gummed up the system good to make their point.
Is there not another way? Air transport, perhaps?
I was thinking the same thing. You know, I could link to the Admiral's office.
Excuse me, Lieutenant Tyson?
Yes? And you are?
Gerald Kyle, Fleet Security. My friends here and I were sent to get you.
Oh. Excellent. I'm surprised you were able to get through.
If you don't mind, Lieutenant, we have transportation waiting and the Admiral's expecting you.
Of course. Let's go, Esther. So, Mr. Kyle, have you been doing this job long?
Yes. Several years. Why?
Just curious. It must be quite exciting traveling around like this.
Esther.
Well, you'd think that. Maybe at first it was, but the truth
why
is...
Why are you using
really
your implanted neural link instead of talking?
Sometimes
these
I really
men
wonder why I took this job. But you gotta pay
the
bills, right?
Met.
Oh, really? Does this job pay well?
I wish... You'd think
what do you want me to do?
Pay for all the crap
tie into the port
through,
security grid
you know
and plot an escape route.
I would have
also,
a long time
look for their backup.
I didn't have a wife
they've probably got people watching the doors in case
you
we
bolt. You got anyone, sir?
No, I'm afraid not, Mr. Kyle. I joined when I was young, and the service hasn't left me much time to socialize. Is it true what I've heard about the local women? How beautiful they are?
Whoever told you that must have had a few too many, sir. To be honest, they're okay if you like the farm girl type. Me, I like a woman who knows how to dress. Like my wife. I don't like to brag, but the first time I saw her put on a pair of jeans, I knew she was the one. Even the way she slipped them on was sexy.
Really? Well, then you're a lucky man, Mr. Kyle. Oh, before we go, could I use the bathroom here? I apologize. I had too many on the transport.
Oh, hey, sure. No problem. There's one just over there. Actually, I should go too. Do you mind if I join you? Can't be too careful, eh?
Not at all. Esther, please wait with these men while I'm gone. Try to surprise them with your charms, won't you?
I will, Master. See you soon.
So I told him, want to steal your money? What do I look like, a politician?
Very witty, I'm sure. Could you hand me that towel, Mr. Kyle?
Oh, hey, sure. Here you go.
Thank you. Is the Admiral's yacht far out to sea?
What? Oh, yeah, they shouldn't be that far out, and... Aw, oh, crap. I blew it, didn't I? Does the Admiral even own a yacht?
Not that I know of. You also forgot the passcode when we met.
Yeah, well, I figured there'd be something like that. Look, this whole place is surrounded by my people. We've got your lady friend, so just come quietly, okay? I know you're a noble, but I gotta tell you, I've kicked noble ass before, and you don't look like much of a fighter.
Looks can be deceiving, Mr. Kyle. For example, by now my lady friend has neutralized all four of the men you left with her. And the three others that were following us from a distance.
Don't tell me. She's a noble, too?
Squire. And I can see on your face you're having trouble contacting them.
I'm sure Port Security will be here shortly, with all the fuss that must have caused.
Well, I've still got you, Lieutenant.
No, Mr. Kyle. Actually, I've got you. I'll be turning you over to the Port Authorities after we leave here. Your men will disappear, as your kind always does, and while they're checking for new orders, we'll be on our way.
Well, Lieutenant, there's one problem with your little theory.
Which is?
Well, I really do work for security. Fedrin Planetary Security. And my ID will trump yours with the airport people. When we walk out of here, Lieutenant, they'll be arresting you under my authority and your squire for assault. We'll have you bundled up in no time.
Then I will need to get out of here quickly before they arrive.
You can try.
Goodbye, Mr. Kyle.
Damn it. Marlene's gonna kill me. Vong, you link me? Vong, I need the port locked down right away. Yeah, they got away. Hell no. Don't make a general announcement. Just get on them. I'll be there. As soon as I can. Kyle out. I am so going to enjoy this interrogation.
Did they lock you out of the network yet?
Not yet. They may not be aware I can penetrate it.
No. They'll be looking for you soon. Keep your connection light and break it at the first sign of trouble.
Why is Fedrin Planetary Security pursuing us?
Someone paid them. Someone who wants the files I'm carrying for the Admiral. Which could be... could be anyone at this point. You did great back there, by the way.
I was made to help Sir Fawn in any circumstances. Stop here behind this stall. Two security guards will pass ahead of us in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I see them. Okay, they're gone. Is it safe to move?
Yes. Let's go this way.
I'll have to remember to thank him next time we meet. Speaking of whom, do you think we could get help from his company, the Holloway Concern? I can't seem to reach the Admiralty. And I don't know who can be trusted on this world.
I could try, but I believe they could trace my link if I did at this point while in the port.
Probably. We'll need to get out of here if we want to have a chance.
The Strikers have made that rather difficult.
But they've also provided us with an escape route. One we'll have to use right away. Port security will be tightening on us any moment. And when they do, we won't last long and neither of us are armed. Esther. When the time comes, I want you to make an announcement over the port loudspeakers. And here's what I want you to say.
Chief Kyle, you okay?
Yeah, Vong. I didn't need those teeth anyway. Any news?
We've got the port security looking for them. It's just a matter of time.
It better be. We can't afford to screw this one up. Any links from HQ?
None. Should I call in?
Hell no. Just keep them as in the dark as we are. Last thing I need is someone from the Bureau micromanaging one of my operations because it looks like we screwed up.
Sir, I've got a report. They're approaching Exit 4. Should I have the security forces move in?
Tell them to stun them the first chance they get. Get one of the snipers up on the dais to take out the squire. I'm on my way.
There are 12 security people behind us moving in, and 3 plainclothes agents guarding the exit ahead of us. A sniper has also taken position to our upper left.
Just keep slowly moving through the crowd towards the door, Esther. Act like you don't know that they're there.
I am. However, I cannot understand what it is you think we can accomplish by walking into their trap.
It's not a trap, Esther. It's our way out.
Looks like Agent Kyle is up and around.
He's standing at the exit gate, waiting for us.
I thought he would. Let's go. Good day, Mr. Kyle.
Lieutenant, let's not make this any messier than it needs to be. Come with us now, and nobody needs to be hurt.
Thank you, Mr. Kyle. However, I don't believe I will need your help today.
Esther, now!
Would all those waiting for transport please proceed to Gate 4? Free complimentary bus service will be provided to those going into the city center on a first-come, first-served basis.
20 men behind me,
thank
kid.
You, and
You're
have a nice day.
You're going to need a lot better than that to get past me? Aw, hell!
Now, Esther! The crowd is rushing the door. Move with them and let them push us out. Take my hand, and whatever you do, don't let go.
Stun them! Stun them now! Hey, get out of the way! Stop pushing me! Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
Shall I try reaching the Admiralty?
They'll just trace it back to our location if you try. I can't link to them either. There's too much chance our opponents will arrive before the Admiral's men.
Then what course of action do you deem best?
Let me think. Alright, link to the Holloway Concern and see if they can help us.
Linking to them now. Do you have a specific request from them?
Yes. We need transport to the meeting place. It's at a resort in the mountains north of the city. We'll also need someone who can protect us until we get there. Preferably, several someones.
I am informing them of your request.
Do you think they'll be able to help?
We will see.
Here, Esther. You stand under the bus shelter. There's not room for both of us, and I'd hate to see you get wet.
Thank you, Lieutenant. However, my clothes are replaceable, and I will not feel the environment as you do. Here, we'll both fit under the shelter together.
Dang, not so rough. I forget that sometimes. You seem so human.
Is that how you think of me? As one of your kind?
It's hard not to. You're perfect. I mean, you're perfect in every way that I can feel. Every way that I can, see.
Thank you. I'm glad I can please you.
Esther, I think we should be careful. It would be wrong to get, too close.
Yes. Very wrong.
So, completely... wrong!
Our transport is here.
Yes. Yes, it is. Let me go first and I'll get the door for you.
Good evening, folks. Noise patch of weather we're having, isn't it?
Albert Tyson.
Keith Allston. Brewbaker said you wanted a driver. Where to?
Green Mountain Village Resort.
On it. Sorry to interrupt you folks, but I'm on the clock, and you can do that stuff on your own time.
Mr. Allston, I don't know what you think you saw, but you saw nothing. Are we clear?
Sure, mate, sure. So, Brewmaker said you two have half the Blue Healers in the city looking for you. They're right.
If you mean the local police, then yes. They were misinformed about our reasons for being here, and are trying to keep us from talking to certain important people. Is that a problem for you?
For me, mate? Nah. Nothing's a problem for me. Not as long as I get paid for it. Speaking of which, if you two look under that seat next to you, you'll find two sidearms. I trust you can use them.
Esther, do you know how to... apparently you do. Right. Mr. Olson, I'd hoped that there would be a full security team coming to escort us. Are you saying we're responsible for our own protection?
Not at all. or I just felt you and the sailor would be more comfortable with Gunn and I. If there's any trouble, don't worry. Me and my girls will take care of it.
Your friends? Do we have another car with us?
Nah, but they're here with us, Mike. Just don't you worry about it. Sit back and enjoy the ride. If there's any problems, I'll let you know.
And will there be problems?
Only if they get in our way.
So what have we got?
They've managed to avoid the local police security cameras. We believe they're laying low. I still believe we should have them declared fugitives, Chief.
No, we need as little trail on these kids as possible. Our orders are to keep this rendition as low profile as we can. I'm already going to take one for your bringing in spaceport security.
Sorry about that, Chief.
We'll sort it after we get this pair. Did they try to reach the Admiral yet?
No, he's made no attempts to link into the city network. We have capture teams in the air and ready to go the moment he does.
What about his squire? Why the hell wasn't she in the files?
We don't know, sir. We have nothing about her. It's like she just appeared out of nowhere.
Find out what identity she used when she came through spaceport security, and then run down as much as you can on her. Find out who she is, if she's linked to anyone since she got here. Also, make sure we've got every road between here and the Green Mountain Resort covered. We've got to get the ball before it reaches the net. Understood?
Got it. On it.
I knew today was going to be a crappy day. I just knew it.
Sir, we've got something. His squire linked to a local branch office of the Halloway Concern less than an hour ago. We're going through their outbound connections now.
That was fast.
One of the other agents was already following that lead on her own, sir.
Well, hell, looks like somebody's up for a promotion. Get me everything she found out so far. Tell the capture teams to move so they're covering their routes to the resort. They may already have transport and be on their way there. I want all units on this, and when we find them, I want them swarmed. Got it?
With pleasure, sir.
Well, that's not good.
How many?
I don't know. They just severed my connection to Link Space.
Mr. Alstead, how much farther?
We just cleared the Mainway Tunnel, so we've got about 16 more kilometers to go.
Are there any back routes?
Nah, they're stupid. We've got more cover here on the main highway, but there's lots of witnesses. Way I figure it, they'll try to nab you two as quietly as possible.
You seem to know this game well, Mr. Alstead.
It's my job, mate. Now, for the four flies, I want you two to just do what I tell you, okay?
Were you a military man, Mr. Alstead?
And spend my days saluting some noble who got his rank by being born to it? Not this fella, mate. No, I learned my trade from the other side of the lines, if you catch my drift.
I don't understand.
He means he's part of the local organized crime guilds. Although, that makes sense. After all, who can you go to if you don't trust the police?
Isn't it strange for a criminal to be so open about his background?
Why not? You're not very friendly with the local law. It's not like you're gonna turn me in. Besides, they know about me sure enough. They just can't catch me. Speaking of which, we've got new friends.
Where? I don't see anything but trees.
A cloaked air transport vehicle just flew over us, and there's another behind. Five will get you 20, there's a full ambush waiting for us around the bend ahead.
Can we get off the road, turn around?
And have them hunt us down like dogs through the woods? Not likely. Don't you worry though, we'll get through this. Although, your Mr. Money will have quite the bill before we're done. Here we go. They've got a roadblock. Looks like 6 more ATVs parked around.
Each with a capacity of 12 men.
Right you are, little lady. Well, We'll slow down and play nice then. They're trying to make it look like a normal checkpoint, so we'll play along.
Can we hide?
Where? They already know you're here. Otherwise, the other ATV wouldn't be pacing us from behind. Well, it's our turn. They're telling us to stop and get out. Ready?
Do you really know what you're doing?
You're gonna find out, aren't you?
Yes. I guess we will.
Mr. Olstead.
Chief Goyle, g'day. Long time no see, mate.
Olstead, I need those two.
Sorry, Chief. You can't have them. I took a contract to get them from A to B. And you know I always follow my contracts to the letter. After I get them to B, though, they're all yours.
Sorry, driver. We need them now. I have 6 full armored squads waiting for my signal, Olstead, plus snipers in the tree line. This ends here. Vong, take the men and secure them.
You sure you don't want to rethink that, Chief?
Not especially, Vong.
Move in, men.
I thought so. All right, then. Let's try this my way. Ladies.
Chief, war robots.
I see them. He had them running cloaked and invisible around his car.
Say hello to the 5 flowers, fellas. Violet's the one with the gun next to your head, Chief. Bowsy and Peony have your boys covered. Daisy's guarding my car. And Daffodil's just finishing putting the last explosive detonator on your ATVs. Now, if you'll kindly remove yourselves from the road, we've got an appointment my passengers need to make at the Green Mountain Resort.
We'll find you, you know.
I imagine you will, but you'll be in worse shape if you have to report to your boss why you got your entire team killed for a couple of kids. Don't know why you want them, but they can't be worth this.
Men?
Sir?
Stand down and let them pass. I want to get home to my wife tonight.
Yes, sir. Men, get those ATVs out of the way.
Good choice, Jake.
Mr. Olstead, what just happened?
Nothing much. I just ambushed the ambushers. Funny that. They actually thought I wouldn't have backup. Takes all kinds, doesn't it? You can put those guns back in the box. Not that they'd have done you much good since they're not loaded.
What? Then why did you give them to us?
I told you. I like my passengers to feel secure. Mint?
Come in.
Admiral Veers, Lieutenant Albert Tyson reporting as ordered, sir.
At ease, Lieutenant. You didn't bring your squire, Tyson?
I felt that I should report to you alone, sir.
Still not used to having one yet, eh? Squires are allowed to accompany officers at all times, Lieutenant. Consider them a badge of honor, especially in your case.
I will remember that, sir.
I don't know what I'd do without mine. She's like my second brain. So, I thought I should apologize to you personally for what happened today.
Sir?
Yes. When I selected you to carry my files to me, I had no idea that certain factions would use the local security agency to try and capture you. It was an oversight, and I apologize to you directly for it.
It was my duty, sir.
Well, you arrived safely, and that's the most important thing, I suppose. Still, I suppose it shows how delicate things are right now that we've got people resorting to these kinds of tactics. Would you like to know what you were carrying in your head, Lieutenant?
If it's not too much trouble, Admiral.
I thought so. What you were carrying, Lieutenant, was copies of a new proposal from a group within the Empire that's trying to get the Imperial Council to stop this madness and step down.
A group you belong to, sir?
Not yet, but I am seriously considering it. The Council's actions are ruining the Empire, Tyson, and we need to bring things back under control before they go too far. Oh, don't look at me that way, boy. I'm no more a rebel than you are. I've been in the service my entire life.
Then, why turn against it, sir?
Are you willing to listen to my reasons, Tyson? If not, then turn and walk out the door now and we'll pretend none of this was said. If you stay, you may be said to be one of us.
Sir, I...
Stay or go, Tyson. Now is your last chance to walk away from this.
With all due respect, sir, I would like to hear the Admiral's thoughts on the subject.
Very well, then. Pull up a chair, Lieutenant. We have a lot to discuss and not much time.
Twin Stars, Book 1, Episode 4, Pursuit. Opening music, Beyond Infinity by Peter Chen. Closing music, Victorious Day by Maestro Rage. Other music by Kevin MacLeod. From Newgrounds.com and from the Apple iLight Jingles Collection. Sound effects found on the Free Sound Project, Soundsnap.com, the Apple iLife Sound Effects Collection, and purchased from SoundEffectsLibrary.com. This show and all characters within are copyright 2008 Robin Patterson, all rights reserved. This adventure and more can be found at KungFuActionTheater.com. Kung Fu Action Theater, audio, action, adventure!
Ping'an's Journal, Day 183, Year 27-18. Well, I've finally gone and done it, and there's no going back now. Not that I ever planned to go back, but the reality of the whole thing is jumping up to hit me in the face this time. I'm on the Imperial Capital World, New Wellington, and I'm going to meet face to face with the head of the Polyvarus Corporation. Part of me wants to turn around and run like hell, but this is what I've worked for so long, and I can't stop now. I've got the information from our pirate clan's raid on the Evergreen Supply Depot tucked away in my bag, and I was lucky. Polyvarus has been a bunch of bad ladies, and I've got enough dirt to sink their whole ship in the right hands. Now I just have to see what they're willing to pay to keep those hands from getting a hold of it.
You just heard Twin Stars Episode 4, Pursuit. Brought to you by Kung Fu Action Theater. For more info, episodes, and other series, visit KungFuActionTheater.com. You've been listening to Midnight Audio Theater on WCBE 90.5 FM, Central Ohio's NPR station. Well, before we close shop for tonight, I did promise an announcement. For our scripting competition, our judges have reviewed all the submissions sent in and have chosen three finalists. They will be listed on the MAT website, and the winner will be announced next week on our show. So check us out online at midnightaudiotheater.com, and stay tuned till next week. And that's it for tonight. Remember to tune in again for more audio drama, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Kathy Ranella. BBC World News is up next.